Today's scripture reading is found in Ezekiel 34, 11 through 16, 20 through 24. The reading begins on page 803 of the Old Testament in the Pew Bibles. For thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on the day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pastures on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, but the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you have pushed with flank and shoulder and butted at all the weak animals with your horns until you scatter them far and wide. I will save my flock, and they will no longer be ravaged, and I will judge between them, between sheep and sheep. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We live in turbulent times, don't we? All we need to do is turn on the news and we hear, or pick up the paper and we read about it, or check out your phone. If you're like me with one of those smartphones, you can read about it there. I was horrified when I got the news Friday about the mosque in Egypt. That not only did someone put a bomb in the mosque and set it off, but then a group waited outside to shoot the people as they fled the explosion. Over 300 people died. And I was reminded that just a few weeks ago, a congregation in Texas, in our own country, gathered to worship. And someone who was seeking revenge against his ex-in-laws went to church and just opened fire. We live in turbulent times. And what's frightening for me is, as shocked as we are to hear the news, we really don't do anything about it, do we? We just remain shocked and horrified. I remember hearing this past week, checking my phone in the news feed, that there was a gentleman who was an avid supporter of the president who made a comment, something to the effect that if Jesus were to say something and the president were to say something a little bit different, he believed the president. And I thought, what is this world coming to? I mean, I understand the role of the faith community is different today than it was when I was a child. But now there is a growing lack of respect for the faith community, especially if we don't believe the way that crowd or that group wants us to. I think there's no better time to celebrate Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords than now. Because hopefully that's something the church can agree on. Hopefully the church can say, Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Because we usually spend our time talking about what we disagree on. And I don't mean us in this church, I mean the church as the body of Christ around the globe. The reality is our turbulent times are no more turbulent than they were throughout the course of human history. Today's scripture talks to us about the prophet Ezekiel, who lived in the time when the exile had just begun. The Babylonians had come in, they had destroyed Jerusalem, and they were leading off the first wave of people from Judah into Babylon. And notice they were very selective about who they led off. They didn't lead everybody, they led the young men. The guys who could rise up and revolt against them. They were the ones that were taken into captivity. Ezekiel spends the first 20 chapters of his book talking about how the children of Israel, the people of the land of Judah, deserved what was coming. We deserve this. The way we have treated God, we've earned this status. But he didn't want to just leave it all lying in the lap of the children of Israel. And he reminded them from around verse chapter 20 to 24 that the whole world is going to be judged accordingly. But then there's a shift. He stops talking about judgment, or at least judgment as in punishment, and begins to talk about hope. And a vision of what will be. Jerry read from that passage this morning where he talks about how the Lord says, I'm going to gather my sheep from all the lands in the world, all the places where they have been scattered, and I'm going to bring them home. And they are going to graze in the mountains of Zion. And they are going to be nurtured and fed by me, the Lord God. But then he begins to talk about the lean sheep, the weak ones, the ones who are struggling, the ones who've been pushed out, as opposed to the fat sheep. Or as I was reading this and I listened to Jerry today, I thought, what he's really talking about are the bully sheep. Notice he says at one point, they're the ones who take their shoulders and ram the others out and scatter them. But then he says something very important. He says, and I myself will judge them. And I myself will determine which are good sheep and which are not good sheep. And as I listened to those words, as I read those words several times this week, I thought to myself, this is the message the church needs to hear. Because the truth is, we spend a lot of time judging. I've told you this. I've told you this in the past, that younger generation will say, I want to follow Jesus, but I don't want to be part of a church. And the reason they say that is because I know what the church is against, but I really don't have a clue what they're for. Because the body of Christ spends so much time saying, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. I don't like these people, I don't like these people, I don't like these people. Rarely do we talk about what we believe. We just talk about what we're opposed to. I've watched the news a lot, and I just continue to be shocked. We have a Senate race going on in Alabama right now, and I'm sure most of us have heard about it. There is a candidate who has been accused of 9 different women. Of sexual abuse. He's made it very clear he never dated a woman without the permission of her mother. We have another candidate who's running who is being described as a liberal. The truth is, Jesus loves both of those individuals the same way. However, I find it troubling that I read posts and see news reports that say various people are saying, I don't know if he did those things or not, but I got to vote for him because I can't put a liberal in the Senate. What I'm hearing is, let's forget about morality. It really doesn't matter as long as my political ideology is supported. It's a shift that's happened in our nation that troubles me. It troubles me that people are loved less because their politics might be different. It troubles me that people are judged more because their social agenda might not be what you want it to be. And folks, this isn't just the right that's doing it to the left. The left's doing it to the right as well. It's across the board. We have become a much less tolerant people. We need to remind ourselves that all of this judging that we're participating in doesn't amount to anything because ultimately Jesus Christ is judge. And that's the message we need to share. It's not my job to go out and determine whether your behavior is right or wrong. It's my job to love you, to accept you in the same way that God loves and accepts me. I don't know about you, but if there was no grace, I'd be in a heap of trouble right now. Actually, I do know about you. If there was no grace, you'd be in a heap of trouble too. We all would. We are here because of God's love and God's grace. And the one who is going to judge us is also our defense attorney. I remember when I read the study, Jesus and the Gospel, that's the one that jumped out at me. Our judge is our defense attorney. I was reminded after the 9:30 service that not only is our judge our defense attorney, our judge and our defense attorney also paid the sentence for our deeds and our behaviors. You see, folks, it's not our job to determine who's right and who's wrong. It's our job to simply love. And Lord knows there are people out there that are hard to love, aren't there? In fact, if I'm going to be honest, there are people out there I really don't want to love. But I'm called to love them because I'm sure that there are those days, probably a lot of them, when God really doesn't want to love me, but God chooses to. You see, folks, it is all about caring for one another, supporting one another, loving one another, becoming the people God's called us to be. Too many times we get in the way. Too many times we are obstacles to God's love and grace rather than channels of God's love and God's grace. You see that most often when we fall into the trap of judging. Folks, Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ is judge. Jesus Christ is our defense attorney. And Jesus Christ has paid the punishment for our sins. In that we can rejoice. And because of that, we should be loving all of God's children. Amen.